This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. It's 9 a.m. in New Orleans, Louisiana. B-Mitch, I got a simple question to start things off.
What you got?
Do I sound better today than I did yesterday?
No. And you kind of look a little ragged. After you finish working, did you go
have a
little fun?
I had a few. So, your party, what day is today? Friday?
Yeah.
So, Wednesday night got away from me faster because I was able to go to dinner and I had one martini, just one.
Yeah, but multiple others, but go ahead.
But last night, I had to work till 11 o'clock.
I was working too.
I didn't get as much volume. However, I did. I stayed out later, if that makes sense.
I stayed out less last night.
How was your party last night?
It was good. PA party was good, and the Jaworski thing, it was at the same spot. But the way it was set up was a little different than it was when we went to Arizona.
You realize in New Orleans and these kind of setups, I don't know the official title, so I don't want to offend anyone.
Uh-huh.
But like these like party planners, for lack of a better word, these people that like literally like put these things together,
yeah,
they are talented, man. Like,
yeah,
the way they can make one venue look different one day to the next,
well,
everything goes.
That venue is way bigger than we thought. Because you know where the bar was?
Yeah.
Where we were sitting, close to that? When you went past the bar on the other side, it was
like
a wall.
Like to the left?
Yeah, it was a wall. That wall was down last night.
Right.
That place is humongous, bro. And then they had all like the vendors set up outside with the cigars and all that. It was cool, though.
Very
cool. It was cool.
My night was busy because last night was NFL Honors. And NFL Honors is a cool little, like, I can't call it a frat party. I'll call it like a formal. Like, it's a formal event, but it's the whole NFL. And I got to tell you, some of the outfits these people are wearing are just banana land.
Yeah.
Like the way dresses can be cut that are still technically dresses. However, like,
you're starting to sound like your grandpa, though. Stop.
I'm not against it.
I like the way dresses can be cut. You remember the one that J-Lo wore?
Sure.
I love
Minnesota.
I
was talking to my boy about that Minnesota performance the other night. What was dope is I want to start by shouting out my guy Charlie Mulet. The Commanders have been incredibly gracious with Jaden Daniels' time. And then, specific to Jaden, dude, he talked to me before he goes in on the red carpet. Then we go in, we do the event. The event, that Sanger Theater is really cool. I got a ticket, kind of snuck in. I was in there for a while. And I was I'm not going to say every NFL owner was there, but I'd say half the league was there.
Mm-hmm.
They closed the bar.
They closed the bar.
What's up, Bish Bucks? Bish Bucks out here selling President's Day. Landville, we good? What the hell's going on here? Turn my headphones down. All right, we're just going to try to keep going. I hope everyone's listening. So, I don't know. Definitely not all 32 owners. Mm-hmm. But I'd say I saw, I mean, on the top of my head, at least 10-ish owners. Okay. So, the event opens at 5. The actual show starts 7:30, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I thought Snoop was pretty funny. A couple jokes missed. But
he was funny, yeah.
The ones that landed were great. B, I have firsthand reporting on this. They closed the bar at 7 o'clock.
You know why?
You got NFL owners.
Don't make a difference.
You don't close nothing on those dudes.
Hey, the NFL is running that. The NFL is like, we're going to get this thing rolling, and we got other places to be and go, and everybody's going to be able to get there. You don't close the bar, you never get people out of the place.
Well,
you close the bar. If you want to get people out of a building, don't set off a fire alarm. Just close the damn bar. People are not going to stay around all day.
This was to start the event, though, not to finish it.
I know. They got to get you to the tables, get you to where you got to be, the seats.
So
that's how they get you cleared out.
I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain because I'm guessing if you're listening to our radio station, I'm not going to be able to work through President's Day weekend golf them. I got to be honest. I know you want me to keep going. I can't keep going. So there we go. All right, I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain on this. So everybody on the planet knew that Jaden Daniels was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
That was not a secret.
Except the one idiot that voted for somebody else.
But, dude, legit, nobody knew that there was another award. Like, nobody on the planet knew that the moment of the year.
They've done that every year.
We're in the media center, which is out back of the theater, mm-hmm. right? Waiting for Jaden to come in. And everybody's like, yo, they got on the stage. Like the PR woman that was running it got on the stage and was like, hey, Jaden will be in a few minutes. Cool. It was the first award. Everybody was ready to get out of there. Like, mm-hmm. everybody's fired up with the run of show at this point. Lady then gets back up there 20 minutes later. Hey, we're sorry. Jaden had to sit back down. Apparently, there's another reward. We'll update you when we can. So, like, everybody was fired up. Jaden's ready. And then I asked him after. He didn't even know.
About that one?
He didn't even know.
Yeah, I've seen them have that award where they always have that one play. And they do it at the ESPYs also, where they find that one play that had the biggest impact. This is all about the NFL. But the ESPY thing touches every one of the sports. So, you know, it is what it is.
Dude, it was very cool. It was, I got to see Jaden's mom, who's just really been impressive throughout this. And, like, for all the, I don't even want to validate it, but, like, last night, dude, especially for Channel 4, like, talking to the guy's mom that's about to win Rookie of the Year, just had the best rookie season ever, like, that's great television. She's like, nah, I'm not talking.
She just
wanted the moment to be about Jaden.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I respect the hell out of.
You know, I am one where I think people like to make opinions because they want to. Most people want to control how you run your family, whenever you got a parent like her, and also Lonzo Ball, we can say what we want about him. He got his dues. He got his kids' money. Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's dad. Got his kids money, but people want to, they make that into a negative when they can't get their hooks on your kid and begin to do stuff. So, you know, I remember from the beginning I said, listen, that's not what I hear. And she's been fantastic. I'll tell you, every week, she was at every game. I talked to her a lot. So I just think society got to realize sometimes you have to understand that's that person's child. They're going to always want to make sure that, for the most part, I think every parent want their kids to be successful.
So speaking of that, I got no local or return. I don't care. If we're up, we're up. But I just can't hear a thing. I did get to talk to Coach Prime for a moment.
Oh, you did?
I got an honest, I think, question for you.
All right.
He's a weird cat.
Who, De'Aaron?
Yeah. Or he just didn't want to talk.
Probably that.
Dog, but he was – I found him odd. Like, Brian, I'm going to tell you a secret. I've been on drugs before. Like, I kind of thought he was on – like, he just seemed odd.
Nah, he, if he's not into you, he's distant.
So there was a woman next to me from, I want to say it's ABC 6 in Philadelphia. Forgive me if I'm getting the station wrong. It's definitely ABC in Philadelphia. Really, really nice woman. I think her name was Sherry. Sherry was able to pull people. So then I was just kind of along for the coattails. Like, and so Dion kind of sat down and not sat down, stood up. If I may, Brian, you know Dion in some capacity.
Yeah.
Is there anyone on the planet you think could not give you an opinion on how Saquon Barkley has played this season?
Nope.
That's involved in football.
No.
Prime time. Oh, I just lock into college football. But dude, you're lying. Why stop and talk to this lady if you're going to, like, if you're going to give that level of a non-answer?
Uh-huh.
So then he had Shador with him. And my pea brain starts working. I'm like, all right, you know, if Shador's here and Dion says he can only talk college and he only wants people to talk to Shador, I shove a microphone in Shador's face. I say, hey, man, what'd you think of Jaden Daniels this year? He's like, I really just watched myself. I'm like, what are you, Christian Bale, an American Psycho?
Hey, man, that is a narrative that they presented, and they went with it.
If Shador's not watching Jaden, that's a problem.
Nah, I think they're watching. You have to be watching. If you're in football, you're watching. You're looking at the guy that just went to the draft the year before you. You're looking at the guy that won the Heisman. If you're not looking at it, then I'm with you. I think there is a lie, but that's the narrative they went with because you know what it does? You get people to go and say, man, they say they don't watch football. Nobody asks a lot of questions. That's what it is.
It was interesting who's cool and who's not because you know who was mad cool that I did not expect?
Who's that?
I kind of want to choose my words carefully here because I don't want to be insulting. Arthur Blank, owner of the Atlanta Falcons.
That's his reputation, being a real cool dude.
Totally. When's the last time you saw Arthur Blank?
I haven't seen him in person in a while. Has he changed his look?
Visually, kind of looks like he's losing his fastball a little. This is not a political statement. He has a little bit of Joe Biden vibes visually. When you see him, it's like he's moving slow.
He's like 80 years old.
Totally. And so he's walking by, and I'm like, and, yo, the red carpet physical setup, the actual, like, geography of it. So they get dropped off on Canal Street.
Uh-huh.
This is Sanger Theater. So they got to walk. If you are walking it without stopping to talk to every media jerk, right? If you're just walking it, legit 5-minute walk. Like, it's like they bob and weave it around so much so they can pack all this media in there. So I see Arthur Blank. And, dude, like, my brain is so Redskins content-driven, for lack of a better word. There's not a person that can't walk by that I can't come up with something to ask him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got Malik Nabers when I was live on air, just asking about Jaden. Brian Thomas, the Jags receiver. I've learned since we met Kodak Black, Grant's friend, how much a grill costs. Brian Thomas's grill. I wouldn't be shocked if he's got $1 million worth of diamonds in his mouth. It was unbelievable. But so I see Arthur Blank, and like, he's probably double where Jerry Rice is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Moving slow. Like moving.
But, dude, I don't know why you're shocked when a person is in their late 70s, 80s.
I bet he's in his 80s. That's not the shocking part. But he was with my guy from the NFL, and I was like, yo, can I get one? And he's like, he goes to Blank had, like, I don't know if it was a PR or security guy or whatever. And he's like, Arthur, you got time? And I see him, like, who is that? And the guy's like, I don't know, he's from D.C. He's like, yeah, all right. Like there wasn't a whole, like, none of us had thought this through. And he comes over, sharp as a tack. Like, whatever physical he's aging, dude is all the way there.
Yeah.
And it was, I talked to Jaden, Harris, Kurt Warner, Malik Nabers, Brian. Like, I talked to a million people. My conversation with Arthur Blank might have been the highlight of my night. And he was so locked in. And what stood out to me.
That old saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yo, exactly.
I'm just saying.
But B, clearly, you don't build businesses like that and not be some type of brainiac superpower,
he
right?
He probably had taken some ginkgo biloba.
But B, the way he talked about football being back in D.C., like, hit me in my heart. Like, you and I know our world, our roles in this, and I try to maintain some journalistic integrity. And, like, when you work on the beat long enough, it kind of changes how things impact you. But the best part about this season, Brian, is just feeling like football is back in our hometown.
Well, I think that is. Listen, man, not just feeling like it's back, but actually watching the guys out there perform. For me, watching them week in and week out come out there with a certain drive and having hope. See, when I got here in 90, when we went on the field, it wasn't like a thought of whether we're going to compete. But, hell, we feel we're going to win almost every game, especially that 91 season. And then football got to a point where we were wondering when it was going to be over for us. You know what I mean? Like, when are we going to be blown out to where nobody's going to pay attention? And now, I think when you go into most games, you know there is that possibility you're going to win it. And especially late in the game, they proved that. So that, to me, is that one little thing, having hope. And a lot of times we don't have that in many situations. We didn't have that for years.
Up with hope, down with,
you know,
dope.
We didn't have all that for years with what's called, but now it feels like that. And then you are close just like I am, and you can watch what they put into it. And when you see it on the field, you're not shocked because you watch them actively do the things that are necessary to become successful. Prior, I heard all of these promises and comments about what they were going to do. And then I watched them, and they did nothing that would get you where you said you were going to go.
Totally.
So that was a problem.
It was
too much talking about it and not being about it. Now they ain't being about it.
Yo, don't talk about it, be about it. It was a really cool event, and it was a really cool night for Jaden. And I got to catch up with him after. I can't say enough about the young man that, dog, he's been doing media since Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it was Wednesday night we all caught up with him at the Faith in Action event.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was honors. B, you and I are tired of doing this. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to be gassed. And
he flashes probably, that million-dollar smile. He's probably not, because he's a younger dude that's in good shape. But, like, I think what one thing I pick up from him, and if you watch most quarterbacks, most of them, I don't care what's their, how they act or whatever, most of the quarterbacks give that time. Because they also know this league is promoted by them.
Yeah.
And the way I took it on when I was playing was that if me talking to them gets me out there and gives me more opportunity to cash in on it,
sure,
I'm doing it. And I think a lot of guys, even innately, has that ability, especially if you've been a quarterback for at a high level in college at a certain conference, SEC, you know, then you win the Heisman. This is nothing new to him. Just like, dude, you said about the stadium. You said he played at LSU, over 100,000 people. He's not going to be overwhelmed by no stadium.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, my God, he's going to Detroit.
So
imagine going to Bama when you're 19.
So think this. When he comes here, yes, this is huge. But I don't know many things that put more focus on an individual than the Heisman Trophy. You know what I mean?
That NFL honors last night.
Yeah, but I'm saying it put focus on you. But Heisman Trophy is a thing where it is huge.
Sure.
And so I don't think he's overwhelmed by none of this crap.
Last night I got to go see Chris Stapleton play at the Fillmore in the Caesars. Shout out to Jamie Gillespie.
I ran into Jamie.
Yeah, he said he saw
day,
you.
Yeah.
Was that he came to your hotel to get his credentials or something?
That's a hotel that he picked him up from.
Okay.
He showed me a few pictures of you, man. You were interesting back in the day.
Oh, dog. Were those by that Mardi Gras trip?
One of them was making out with an 85-year-old lady.
I was like 19.
85-year-old lady. I don't care.
Brian, I went through a period of my life that, where it was just
I don't
like,
care what you say.
It was just funny to have a story.
Well, you so shouldn't like, say you were 19. That made it worse. 85. Great-grandma.
She was pretty good looking for 85, though.
Yeah, okay.
How old was she actually?
She was 85. I'm not joking.
You can't outrun your past, dude. You can't outrun the storm. I got nothing to hide.
If I were you, I'd hear that.
We were in college, man. It was a different time. Chris Stapleton, you know who he is. Are you familiar with his work at all? Yeah. Like, I haven't always been the biggest fan of his, but when you see a dude perform that just, like, hits a different level, man, it he was outrageous. And that's a dude that can sell out stadiums. And that venue last night must have been, I don't know, 3,000 or something. It was unbelievable. Listen, I don't know if we dropped. I don't know what's going on here. Landville's calling B. Jeff's calling me. I don't know what the hell's going on. We're going to take a break. Who got into the Hall of Fame?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
next. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. D.D., let me get a return local way up. Check, check, check. There we go. Now we're in business. Well, Brian Mitchell, I don't know how I feel about Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was an undeniably great player. I think of a lot of like the hot take artists, I think he's the most genuine. Like, I think what he says, he means. He's not just trying to get reaction. Mm-hmm. But one thing I remember, and I was young, my boy Jed Seifert was the biggest Brett Favre fan on the planet. And when Favre was cooking,
yeah,
he was incredible to watch. But a huge part of, I think, his success, especially early on when he learned to trust his guys, was Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was really cool. So I was there when they announced it last night. I thought it was really
Man,
cool Sterling Sharp got
Sterling,
in.
Sterling is that dude, bro. Sterling was.
Well, and that's why I want to credit Shannon, because he said, he's like, when Shannon got into the Hall of Fame, whatever that was, a couple years back, he said, he's like, man, I'm in the Hall of Fame, and I'm the second best player in my family.
Bro, listen, Sterling had speed, but he was Anquan Boldin.
Right.
He will run through you. He'll block you. Tough as hell, dude, but he hit the ball about 340 yards off the tee. I told you, at the Hootie and the Blowfish tournament.
He had a bad back is what cost him his career,
neck,
right?
Neck. So he played from the back tees with the pro. I forgot the little young dude's name. The pro got mad after like 8 holes because he was killing that pro. He was killing him.
I love
but he's a damn good dude, man. Very, very confident. I'm very, very thrilled that he got in. Because I know I get a thing every year. Guy hits me and asks me people I think. And I told him, I say, I don't know why this one here is taking so long.
So, you and I are friends. You and I are friends before the radio show. We talk about real stuff off air. Mm-hmm. I make a point of not really talking Hall of Fame with you because you belong in there, and I think that's a wrong that will be righted. 2028 is the Veterans Committee. Like, I've been very clear about my, like, plan of attack, right? But I generally try to, like, not discuss it with you because I just don't think it's something you want to talk about all the time.
Yep.
And people will talk about it all the time.
Right. I talked about it last night to a few people. I'm going to say, damn. He said, they're all in the Hall of Fame, and they say it.
When you talk to guys in the league that know, it's one of the – what is it? If you know, you know. Like, people know. Yeah. And I think it will happen.
Game recognized game.
Totally. Yeah. I always say the locker room always knows.
Oh, yeah.
Players know, man. I found last night and I want to be clear, this isn't like me hating, right? I found last night – kind of encouraging, frankly, from the voters. And this is not a shot at anyone. Eli Manning is going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But they refuse to do it in his first year.
But he's not a first ballot guy.
No. But see, but you know.
Like, I find that they did not let the marketing PR machine of New York City and the Manning cast, like all of it, did not roll
but,
over. And
know,
I found that encouraging. He's
I kind of get to the point where if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. And, like, I heard this guy talking earlier. He was talking about Lamar probably should have won it, but, you know, people are getting tired of giving it to all that extra stuff like that makes me no sense. It makes no sense to me. If I'm the guy, I'm the guy, okay? Hall of Fame, if you're a guy, you're the guy. So the first ballot thing, I think they put a little bit too much in that. You know, I think when you look at baseball and stuff like Ichiro wasn't unanimous because somebody did not want him to be unanimous.
Right.
If you watch Ichiro play, he was a damn unanimous guy to go in.
Undoubtedly.
You know, so like last night, I know the guy might like Brock Bowers, but he is not the rookie of the year.
He went for almost 1,500 yards. I'm not.
He's
so
not
I saw
the rookie of the year.
So,
so
hold
let's
on.
Be real.
You know my boy Blaine? He just sent me that text. And we can't read that on air, but I just thought you'd like to see it. And I know you get this all the time, but
That's the exact two words I was thinking at the end of that, too.
Eric Allen's a dude you played against.
Yeah.
Eric
had that unbelievable game.
He had range and speed, but could bring the wood.
But he... Eric Allen was... Is that Eric the quarterback?
Yeah, from the Eagles.
He had that one Super Bowl game. No, who was the quarterback he played against where he had two picks for touchdowns in the same game? It was somebody from the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game right there is what everybody remembers by him. But all his games weren't like that.
I don't remember that game.
He scored. I think it might have been a damn Super Bowl.
Well, the Eagles didn't win until Nick Foles.
He left the Eagles and went somewhere else.
I think you're thinking the Cowboys guy you're thinking of.
No, I'm not talking about the offensive lineman. No. That's Big Larry.
Yeah.
Eric Allen, the cornerback. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I don't think he won a Super Bowl.
I thought it might be. But, no, it was a game highly televised where he had two pick sixes.
Okay. Here's what I can tell you. Now, I'm a little bit taller than this. Eric Allen's listed at 5'10", 190. Your boy's probably clocking in. I'm almost 6, so call it 5'11 and change, 198 or so. Mm-hmm. I think me and Eric are carved a little differently.
That what?
Carved up a little different.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
But what's remarkable to me, B, is – I kind of how it all shakes out, and I think it was cool to see everybody get honored last night, and I was surprised by Terrell Suggs.
And that he didn't make it?
Yeah. I think he was a two-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Terrell
Suggs. He was a badass.
That is what happens where people get to a point and they want to say when you're supposed to get in. Terrell Suggs is that guy. That dude can play. You know? But
I saw Ray Lewis last night. He
ask him what he thinks.
Oh, sure.
You know? He'll tell you.
I know you know him. Is he an interesting cat?
Ray?
Yeah.
He
strikes me as an interesting cat.
Ray's a deep dude.
Yo, everything is like very
intense.
Yes.
Dude, he ride bikes like I do.
Oh, does he?
He'll ride and then he'll give you a message either before sometimes and sometimes after. If you listen to something he said, you might go jump on a bike I got to go do this.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's a motivating dude, bro.
So, again, this woman next to me from ABC in Philly was able to get Ray, and Ray was kind of cool to me, whatever. So you were packed in like straight sardines, dude, on this radio row. And so I like can't help but listen. She asked him about Saquon.
Huh?
Saquon's a great player. There's a lot of reasons to be encouraged by Saquon Barkley.
Huh?
The answer Ray Lewis gave on Saquon Barkley was like, he was the first person to run a 4-minute mile going up Mount Everest. Like, it was like the most like uplifting conversation I'd ever, like, it was.
But he's going to give it to you. You know, some people are going to be subdued and all that. Not Ray.
Nah.
Nah.
Not subdued.
And Ray gets right up on you to talk.
Not me.
You feel it.
But others. Yeah, we haven't checked in with our guy D Day. Denton, what up, man? How you doing, buddy?
What up, fellas?
What'd you do last night?
We went back to Mr. B's for the second time. It was
shout out to Denton and the Odyssey crew for just going wherever they get a free meal.
Yeah. Well, the meal wasn't free. The meal was on the corporate card, which is essentially free.
So one more we didn't get, B, just if we're keeping track.
They mentioned that one the other day.
That was Wednesday night.
No, he mentioned Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to go.
I got to work, dog. Some of us work then.
Wait, so why are you upset about not coming to dinner if you couldn't go to dinner?
I'm just throwing jabs, dog.
You
and I are friends. We've been doing this a while. If you're surprised at me throwing a random jab.
I mean, I could have bought you dinner if you would have got me into the NFL honors.
Can I tell you a secret?
He just flipped that script on you.
Well, you ready for me to flip it back?
Go ahead.
It's a credential. You just apply for it. You just have to fill out a damn form.
You didn't help me fill the form
out.
You know I'm dyslexic. I'm not dyslexic.
If anyone here suffers from learning disorders, I think it's pretty clear which one of us it is. I may have added to it last night. It was honors was cool. So you know, for future, is it your first Super Bowl?
Yeah, so all of this is like stimulation overload.
Okay, so you know, for all the potential employees we may work with, honors is a separate credential you have to apply for.
Yes, I saw that yesterday.
And once you're in the system for your Super Bowl week of, you can get honors pretty easily. You just got to go through the process.
Right.
Trust the process.
We barely even had credentials for the event that we saw you at where we got our 47 seconds with Jay Daniels. Charlie put us on the list. We get there, they're like, you're not on the list. We're like, well, he put us on the list, and like, you guys look professional enough. We'll just let you in. And that's what happened.
That was an interesting event. It meant a lot to a lot of people. Did I see you? Did I tell you I saw Daryl Green at that thing?
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
I'm surprised you were. I bet you were invited to that.
To what?
The Faith in Action Awards.
I don't go to a lot of award banquets.
I don't blame you. That was it was really hot.
It was
say about that.
Because it was like, so it was inside. The red carpet was like inside this tent, but the tent did not have any sort of like air conditioning. So we were just sweating our rear end off in that thing.
Den's out here sweating his rear end off. Here's what I can tell you. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana. The big game has arrived, and fans are excited to see who will be hoisting the trophy in New Orleans. You can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Listen, man, there's 100 different bets. You want to get rich this weekend. I'm telling you, Mahomes over rush yards. I also like an Xavier Worthy anytime touchdown. I have gotten the Super Bowl right for a lot of years. I got it wrong last year. I'm going back to KC, man. Philly is loaded, but Kansas City has the best quarterback possibly we've ever seen. Whatever it is you're looking for, player props, over-unders, just betting the spread, whatever it is, check them out at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Plus, ESPN Bet's big game giveaway promo is offering a chance at $1 million in prizes. 25 winners will walk away with $10,000 in cash, and 7,500 winners will get $100 in bonus bets. No deposit or bet required. Download the app and opt in today. Odds and lines are subject to change. You must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. Hey, Landville, can you confirm, is it a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday?
It is.
Bang. Brian, here's what I can tell you.
You put some Scotty's out your bag?
No.
What the hell?
I'm pulling an Element out. You want one?
Nah.
All right. I'm going to take an Element. I'm going to take an Emergency. Trying to get my life in order here. Today is the first day I have no obligations following the radio program.
Uh-huh.
And shout out to United. Shout out to my guy, Rick. I was on a terrible flight home.
What flight?
I was on a flight at 3:45 to Houston.
And then?
And then like 7...
You got a straight flight.
I landed at Dulles at like 11.
Boy, that would have been hell.
Your boy's now on a 4 o'clock straight home, baby.
Yeah,
I'm fired up about that.
First of all, I'm asking you this question. This is my thing with you.
Ask me anything, B.
Why did you book that other flight?
There wasn't a direct after the radio show. The latest direct was
so
like
12:45.
So they just
threw a new one in there.
I think so. I mean, they constantly are like evolving.
But when I looked the other day, that was straight flights going back to D.C.
We have the radio till 1. Imagine the cluster buster. I was like, I got to leave. I got a flight.
After 1, you know, and I know how you are. You try to be frugal with it. Man,
not a frugality
issue. I flew out here with Mitch and Abernathy. They both went in first class.
Yeah, dude, they are.
I think you
I'm going to choose my words carefully on that one. I will. Where's Boomer? Yo, Boomer, let's work on that.
Buster.
Landini, you got this Myles Garrett audio. He was on Radio Row last night. I did not get to talk to him. He was fairly judicious in his time. But Myles Garrett is going to be the hottest commodity this offseason. And Myles Garrett talked, maybe it was Sports Illustrated. I want to get the outlet right that he talked to, but I don't know it. But talked about joining the Commanders.
Would you like to go to the Commanders? Thought about it. Have you thought about the squads that you want to play for?
They need a pass rusher. I think that's something that they dearly miss down there in the playoffs and yeah. Some of their big games. And I feel like I can fill that role, but you know that's a role that you know multiple teams need. And
yeah.
I feel like I not only a pass rusher, but I think I'm the best defensive player in the game, and 100%. I feel like that's invaluable in itself.
So, a few things here. I think the aggregating websites between social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you're looking at, did far too much with that clip to be like, oh, he wants to go to D.C. He said...
Somebody asked him a question.
Right.
Direct question.
Right.
Were you supposed to say no? You want to keep as many opportunities out there as possible.
And he's like, I think they could use a pass rusher. I'm a pretty good pass rusher.
Yeah.
He's correct. But, like, that was hardly a, you know... I just bought a house in McLean.
If they said something and they go, hey, man, where do you think you want to play? I want to go to Washington.
Right.
That would have been totally different.
Right.
All he did was answer a question like, you know, he's going to say, well, that would be a good spot, but a lot of teams need my services.
Here's what I can report definitively with my own eyes. I can report this with certainty. I did not see Josh Harris and Myles Garrett talking last night. I also only saw the two of them for about 3 minutes combined out of a 5-hour evening. So who the hell knows? Like, Washington is going to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Does he land?
I believe so.
I don't know if he lands there. But, like, they are not.
They'll
at least find out.
I saw one thing that I damn sure don't want to see.
What's that?
I saw a little thing talking about he could end up in Dallas. I don't want to see that.
No.
You don't want to see him and Micah together.
Dude, so I was at Honors last night.
Hell no.
Parsons gave away an award. He seemed like nervous or something. He didn't seem comfortable.
He seems like something is always on his mind.
I agree with that.
Like, I saw him last night at the PA party, and he just, like, he wasn't there.
That's exactly how I would describe it. Now, we are live, Media Row. New Orleans, Louisiana Convention Center. Honestly, a little subdued today.
Friday, I think today is less than yesterday.
Yeah, I think.
I think a lot of people try to get out of town.
And I think the parties really kicked up last night. I wonder what this afternoon will look like in here. Right now, it seems a little chill.
Yeah, everything was moved. Book me in the afternoon.
Yeah. Now, I did just see the first burgundy and gold jersey I've seen. At least today.
I saw several.
Did you see that one just over there?
Nope, didn't see that one. But I saw some guy last night had on.
I've seen him this week. I'm saying today was the first one I've seen. I've seen Jaden jerseys.
I've seen him now, number 82.
Yes, do you know who that is? Of all the jerseys I expected to see today.
It wasn't that one?
I did not expect to see a Logan Thomas jersey. Shout out to Logan. Great
Logan,
dude.
Logan is a legend, dog.
Yo, he's a DC, he's a Virginia guy.
When we played in L.A. last year, I'm walking to the
I love Logan. Uber Great guy,
up.
Yeah.
There's two people sitting on the corner. He's like, is that Logan Paulson? He's like, oh,
Logan
yeah.
Thomas, not Paulson.
I'm thinking about Paulson. I didn't expect a Logan Thomas. Why would they have one of Logan? Okay.
Logan Thomas is a great dude. I don't know why that guy's wearing that on Radio
Row. That's a jersey he had.
You want to
represent, like, hell, you're wearing a Vetchkin at the Super Bowl. He said, at least I'm wearing a football jersey.
So the amount of people that are now asking me about the Ovi jersey, let me be clear, it drives Brian crazy.
Totally.
So I wear it. Like my man's hat right here. Me, what you got on that?
Nope. It's a beret, baby. That's a beret.
We got to go, dude. Trevor Sikkema at 11:30. Nerd.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.